Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Diane Robina.
I come from the last 20 years working in a science background, and I just started my job here at the Coral Springs Museum of Art. Brought in here as an education person, my background is in fee-based programming and running camp programs and things like that. Don't know much about art. That was a big learning process for me, and I was very concerned when I came here. And my boss was giving me a tour of the facility, and we decided to go outside into the sculpture garden outside. And just because of my background, when I'm outside, I'm always looking around at the animals and the plants. And she was showing me the beautiful sculptures, and this little black butterfly fluttered in front of me. And I watched as it went by, and I saw it had this orange abdomen and these black wings with little blue dots. And I said, that's a really rare butterfly. And she said, really? And I said, yeah, that's a really rare butterfly. It's called an Atala butterfly. And she said, oh, we've got them all over the place. I said, well, you must have kunti plants here. And she goes, I don't even know what a kunti plant is. So we started looking around the garden. These butterflies are rare, have been rare. They were almost gone 15 years ago, is because the plant that they lay their eggs on and that the caterpillars eat is the kunti plant. And the kunti plant was disappearing. People weren't using them in their yards and things like that. I guess a lot of times when the caterpillars eat them, they get very shabby looking, and people just didn't like them in their yards. But that's the only place that these butterflies will lay their eggs. They lay their eggs on the plant, and then as the caterpillars hatch out, they eat the plant. And when we got to the end of the garden, we saw all these raggedy looking plants, and those were the kunti plants. And as we looked, we saw that that's where all of the cocoons for the butterflies were. They were just covering these kunti plants, and the plants looked like they were all dead because the caterpillars had eaten everything and they had made their cocoons. And we looked at them. There were hundreds and hundreds of them all over the kunti plants. So as we were walking back, we were talking about it, and we said, oh, maybe we could do some programming. We could bring the kids out here and we can show them, because we always bring them out and look at the sculpture garden, and we have this beautiful Everglades wall out there. So what ended up happening from that is we started going out there every day, and we got pictures of butterflies actually coming out of their cocoons, and we took the kids out there to sketch the caterpillars, because the caterpillars is these bright red colors with these bright yellow spots on them. And the cocoons and the black butterflies coming out. And also in the morning, it's nice to bring the kids out there because we have this beautiful old cypress tree out there. And it's just beautiful with all these cascading branches. And we tell the kids, do you see any butterflies out there? And the butterflies hang out on the tips of the trees. So you've got these little black butterflies just kind of closed up and quietly sitting on the edges of the trees. And once they start noticing them, they see that they're everywhere. And when we walk out there, the butterflies all start flying around, but the kids are really excited about that. And another situation that happened out in the garden is my family is very into geocaching. None of the people here had really done any geocaching. Geocaching is an activity where when you go somewhere, there's a geocaching website, and you can go on there, and people hide little trinkets. It's like a treasure hunt, and you get coordinates. You look them up, and a lot of times there's clues on the website, and it tells you maybe it's by the water, or look up, or things like that. Little clues, little hints that you can find things. So we found out that there was a geocache. There was a cache in our a sculpture garden where these butterflies are. So I've got my boss out there quite a few times. I even had her climbing a tree because it took me about 20 minutes to find the cache. I knew it was out there in the garden somewhere, and I finally found it, and it was up in the top of a tree. And she came out there, and I got her to climb the tree and open it up, and there were these little trinkets inside. But all this stuff that was out there, and I'm the environmental person, so I had all these things that I wanted to show them out there, and I'm learning so much in here. But we found out that there's this whole other part of the sculpture garden that we're able to use now because of my background, which we had no idea was going to come in handy at all.
Diane Robina with a story about an unexpected twist at a new job.
I like the way you summed that up, Michael. Conversation closed. Here is an experience, a feeling that many of us have shared. You walk into a new job, you are prepared, very prepared. You have wonderful skills, but still, you feel you've got this tremendous learning curve. But the story throws us a curve because here all her boss was doing, minding her own business, walking in their little sculpture garden, just taking a breather. And little did her boss know, she was going to get not only an education in nature, but a lot more.
It's fortunate that she had that experience and she recognized those rare butterflies.
Think how often we walk through a familiar place and don't know what we're looking at, don't know the beauty. I think of the Everglades all the time. If you don't know what you're looking at, it could look like so much garbage.
Or you could say the same thing for an art museum.
But in an art museum, you figure, all right, there are things on the wall. I know they're valuable, but I don't necessarily know what they are or why. But so many of us, and I hate to say this, but I was for many years one of these people. Thanks to some naturalist friends of mine, I'm learning to appreciate the beauty of natural Florida. Many of us come from another place, especially cities, and we're not used to seeing and identifying and appreciating what's out there.
Someone from the Northeast would think that the landscape of mountains is what constitutes beauty, but to live in Florida, you have to have an appreciation for saw palmetto and the flatness, and there's a beauty in that as well.
And butterflies are little. And as Diana pointed out, these particular butterflies, they perch on a tree with their wings closed. So you don't see the amazing beauty that you often see if a butterfly's wings are open. You have to look more closely. This is a story not only about looking more closely at nature, things in your environment in general, but also about looking more closely at people. Because I think when people are hired, so often a boss is looking for particular skills and doesn't realize that somebody is able to open a whole new world to them. So what has Diane done? She has now said, hey, you know this sculpture garden that you kind of thought was a nice thing for people to walk around when they want to be outside for a few minutes? That there's a geocache there? That there's this amazing natural art there? What a value added to an employee.
A geocache, what is that?
A geocache, quite simply, is that people take little trinkets and they hide them in different places all over the country. It's probably all over the world, I think it might be.
You mean beyond museums?
Oh, it's got nothing to do with museums. People do it in wilderness areas and parks and anywhere. Geocaching is a really good metaphor of what this story is about. The things can be hidden in plain sight. People's skills and the benefits that people can bring to a situation can be hidden in plain sight. I wonder if the museum was actually hoping they'd find somebody who had an art background, which would have been great, but look how much more they got with somebody from a science background. So I think we can safely say Diane deserves a raise.
Karen, if other listeners would like to share their stories with us, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or contact me here, 305-995-2264. Our website also has contact information as well as archived stories, thepublicstoryteller.org. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.